Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,184. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery! Thank you. Hi in the Men's Room. On tap today, who sucks less?
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink it to draw. All right, here we go. TSA agent tells Native American woman to, quote, giddy up before pulling on her hair. A store manager is robbed at gunpoint and through the entire ordeal acts like he just doesn't even care. Pantsless Florida man tries to break into couple's home through a doggy door. When you drive your truck into a family's pool, your driving skills are poor. And an HOA is ordering a teen out of a plus 55 community who lost both of his parents in 1 week. That is all coming on today's very special episode of the Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you think back to the year 2017, 20th Century Fox released the movie War for the Planet of the Apes. Now, in a nutshell, the movie follows a confrontation between the apes and humans for control of the Earth.
Earth.
Well, in real life, we've gone through the looking glass, at least in India, where families in one village, they're considering leaving because for the last 15 years, they've been overrun by what they call, quote, opportunistic gangs of monkeys. The monkeys are beating the hell out of people, stealing their food, breaking into their houses, destroying stuff, etc. Well, a little closer to home, monkeys in Florida, they're also on a rampage. The difference between the Florida monkeys and the Indian monkeys, of course, is that the monkeys in Florida are also infected with herpes. Oh, I wish I was lying. I swear to God, I am not. They are, in fact, infected with herpes. Why?
Because they didn't tell the partner that they were with before that they had herpes. It's just protocol.
It's just because it's Florida and they're monkeys, so why not? Because that's how Florida rolls. Hell, in Tampa, they're going to stay in Florida, an entire condo unit is under siege, not by monkeys, but by squirrels. And, of course, these squirrels, they've gotten, quote, increasingly aggressive. Because Florida, it seems, that is the U.S.'s answer to Australia, widely recognized as a land where everything wants to kill you. Hell, an alligator recently attacked a college student who was on a class assignment. They were hiking wherever the hell they were hiking. Yeah, an alligator grabbed her. Bit her leg. But look, it happens every so often. You have to interact with an animal, whether you want to or not. And in this case, we're not talking about your pet. That's an entirely different type of interaction. Today, we're talking about you mano a mano with whatever animal you had to deal with. So today's question, excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home shows and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,184.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about animals today and animal encounters. And obviously we have pets and they're all fine and dandy. But these aren't your average run-of-the-mill domesticated house pets. No, these are wild animals we're talking about.
Wild. Today.
Sometimes a wild animal is someone else's pet, depending on who the owner is. We start with the horrifying gang of 400 monkeys who have forced panic in a village and people are now fleeing their homes. Some 20 desperate families are at their wits' end, sick of the assaults and raids by the crooked chimps. The issue started about 15 years ago.
Wait, are these chimps?
These are chimps.
Okay, that's a different animal altogether, man.
When the gang of opportunist monkeys were booted out of Hyderabad, a nearby city. But the villagers didn't give up hope. According to the Daily Star, the village chief said initially no one cared about it, but then they started multiplying until it became too much. Well, this guy won the local election in 2019 to be chief of the town, and he put much of the emphasis in his campaign promising to resolve the devastating monkey saga in the area. So he ran on the monkey platform.
That is not a platform you hear much in the States.
And he won. He says, our lands are fertile. We grow vegetables and fruits. The monkeys took a liking to the fruits the farmers grow. Now they've started destroying the crops. And many of the farmers have given up hope and they have fled. They believe the monkeys' behavior is now getting worse. They've been getting increasingly belligerent and cocky.
I like that they say cocky.
I like that they're belligerent.
It's even been reported the monkeys have started to attack women, children, even the elderly residents. We have to keep the doors, windows bolted. They are smart enough to open the door, come inside, steal the cooked food, sometimes even running away with the vessels containing the food. People started getting attacked even when they used to return home from the shop with groceries. The monkeys would just steal the bags. The families have appealed to the forest department, but no help there. So far, only a few monkeys have been detained. The rest continue to run amok. It comes after an anthropologist took an enormous interest in the welfare of the population of monkeys back in the day. An anthropologist at the University of Toronto went down there to check it out. Well, the macaques, also known as Macaca sylvanus or rock apes or Gibraltar macaques, are a very special group. It's probably the only group in the world where you have documentation that spans three centuries. Winston Churchill believed very strongly in the fact that if the monkeys were ever to leave, that this would jeopardize the holding of Gibraltar. So they're kind of untouchable.
Go ahead, fired up.
All right. Yeah, so you say, thank God I don't live there, right? That would suck. Well, let's go down to Florida. Feral primates capable of spreading deadly herpes are plaguing Floridians, and the state's wildlife experts complain that, yeah, these rhesus macaques, the ranks are growing. I am personally concerned. The macaque population in the Silver Spring State Park has grown to more than 1,000 statewide. They're wreaking havoc on the environment, gorging themselves on quail eggs and 50 species of plants. And most menacingly, about 30% of those caught harbored herpes B.
Jeez.
Some actively carry the disease in their saliva and other bodily fluids, meaning it can easily be transmitted via bite. Hey, I got to talk to you about something. I got herpes. You have herpes? Yeah, I do. I was out in the park and got bit by a monkey.
Do you think I'm stupid? Uh-huh. How did you really get herpes?
By the way, that form of the herpes can be deadly for humans. The threat became a real one in November when a monkey actually infected a Japanese scientist with herpes B, putting the lab worker in critical condition.
What was he doing with that monkey?
He was just doing some testing on it.
Mm. And he bit him?
Yeah. They can swim, too.
Sure.
Kayaker Rod Gunn, captured the moment the Rhesus macaques dove into the Silver River, putting on display their strong swimming skills and offered a warning to other parkgoers on how close the animals can get. The saga of these monkeys' trail of terror began nearly 100 years ago. The primates obviously are not native to the Sunshine State Silver Spring State Park, but they were introduced to the area by a tour guide named Colonel Toohey in the 1930s. He was inspired by the film Tarzan and was looking to increase the state's allure for tourism.
And they worry that kids are influenced by TV and movies.
So, Toohey released six macaques into the area island, where they have thrived and multiplied across Florida ever since.
Why, that herpes is spreading.
While initially a thrill for riders of the captain's glass-bottom boat expeditions, the animals quickly became a threat. The monkeys are on the state's do-not-feed list, but Johnson says more must be done. There's a low risk but very high consequence should something happen. Fortunately, nothing has happened yet, but I wouldn't want to have that looming over me if I was the state of Florida. And as you said, the primates population is set to double by 2022. So there are going to be 2,000 of them.
In 2 years.
In 2 years. They're not supposed to be there. They were brought there by people. They're like feral hogs or feral cats.
No, they're not. Because the feral hogs and feral cats don't give you herpes. To me, that's the entire difference. You got monkeys with herpes in Florida. There's what, the koala bears have chlamydia? Yep. I guess it is, right? In Australia.
Yeah, they do. What's left of the population?
What's left, right? They're getting burnt. They recently, and I asked Robin this, and it sounds insensitive. I don't mean it this way. But one of the things they did recently with the wildfires going on in Australia, they're doing everything they can to rescue as many animals as they can, but kangaroos and koala bears always rank toward the top because, frankly, they're cute. They're the best photo ops, so people can't, right? So recently, I want to say helicopter pilots there were dropping carrots and sweet potatoes for the animals that are there. And I said, well, that's for herbivores. What are they dropping for the carnivores? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm dropping out, we're dropping house cats down there. Sure. I mean, like, they got to eat,
well, yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Well, as far as...
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a carnivore... No,
I'm just...
look, feed the koalas and then take a certain percentage of them and then drop them from the helicopters for the animals that eat meat. It only seems fair.
We talked about the fact that you accidentally ran over a squirrel in Pennsylvania.
Yes, I did.
And some of the animals, that, you know what I mean?
And I had to lie to my daughter about it because she had the... listen... My daughter is very, she still lives in a magical world, all right? So to her, my son is a lot more cynical. He understands the way the world works. My daughter doesn't. And God knows I try. It just doesn't resonate. So driving to the airport, it's about a 3.5-hour drive in rural Pennsylvania, and you see the squirrel, all right? And a lot of times squirrels go back and forth trying to decide what to do. To this squirrel's credit, it said, man, I'm just making one mad dash. I can make it. I can make it. I can. He did not make it. So at this point... My daughter lifts her head up, and she's, oh, my God, did we just kill a squirrel? Or did we run over a squirrel? I said, yeah, I mean, kind of. You know, the car certainly went over top of him. Did we kill it? I said, nah, I think he just bumped his head. And so I imitated like a squirrel rubbing its head, like it really, really hurts. And she seemed okay with this. And then I meet my eyes on my son, and my son's looking at me like bull ass. But we both kind of silently agreed. My daughter will provide too much drama in this moment. Let's just not go there. So, a little bit later, we're at the airport. He tugs my arm. He's like, did we kill that squirrel? So that thing is gone, bro. I mean, there's no chance that thing. And it's such a horrible, it's like if you stepped on a peanut shell.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a quick.
So, after we had that conversation, I kind of out loud, I said, like, well, it seems like the only animal that people really don't mind killing are possums. Just because they're
ugly. They go out of their way. Because that's the difference,
yeah,
right?
They're ugly. And I dated a girl in high school.
So you dated a possum.
And her dad was a county commissioner, and they had a family of possums in the backyard. And honest to God, leaned up against the back porch, which was a deck on a slider.
Yeah.
You know, it was up a floor, but he had a .22 or a shotgun or something. And whenever he saw those opossums, he would go out there and shoot them and try to kill them.
What is it about possums?
So they were eating his garden.
All right, so there's a possum.
I think they do the same thing with squirrels, though. Like, you feel but if somebody says, yeah, I was shooting squirrels, and you're like, all right.
But I feel like with squirrels, it's just that they're so remarkably plentiful. You know what I mean? Like, it's, if you killed a million of them, there's 10 million more, you know. But with possums, look, they're ugly as hell. They don't bug me other than I can't take my eyes off of them because they are so remarkably ugly. I'm just like, what did you do wrong? But my dog, not my current one, but the dog I had before this one, there was a possum in the yard. And my dog and this possum made friends, and it was the damnedest thing. I don't know if it's an albino possum, but it was all white, ugly as hell. And we'd go out at night, take the dog out to poop. She was leash free because she's real easy. And I see her like beeline toward this possum. And this is the first time I see her interact. And I'm like, oh no, possum fight, right? They sit next to each other. They just sit, right next to each other. They just sit there.
Just hanging out.
Not doing anything. They would just hang out. But what would piss me off is, as I would get closer to my dog, because I don't plan on entertaining the possum. I just want to get my dog. When I walked toward the dog, the possum would hiss at me, and my dog had nothing to say about it. I was like, yeah. You're going to let this little ugly son of a bitch hiss at me. But I never thought, hey, let me beat it with a shovel. And then earlier this week, we saw
that's
a story.
That's what I said.
Like, you know, for no reason. Like, because I don't know. They're not going through my trash.
It was with a golf course. So basically what happened was, as soon as I said that, like, nobody cares about if you kill a possum or not. Who cares?
Because they're ugly.
And then right away, there was a story on a golf course where a group of golfers beat a baby opossum to death with a golf club.
Right, I think it's the way they went about it.
Well, obviously. You know what I mean? Like,
well, sure.
It was not necessary, but it was just like, geez, it's like
the
whiz.
It's like the idiot last year in Florida, right? Like, people go shark hunting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But to drag it behind the boat and suffocate the shark
right.
was like, all right. So, you're right. I don't think people care if a possum dies, but you beat it with a golf club.
Okay, for an example.
If possums were cute,
for an example,
would people care, right? Because the only thing that goes through my trash, if it's crows and or the raccoons. But even the raccoons kind of have it down where they don't bug my trash too much. But I never, God, this is such a stupid mm-hmm. conversation. I never had a problem with a possum. I don't know what it is. You can go out there with a shovel and just beat
right,
this
you're,
son of
you're walking on a lake minding your own business, right? Mm-hmm. And have you ever been attacked or have an aggressive goose come up to you?
Was it a goose? Or a duck? I've had probably a run-in with fowl.
Okay, well, if the goose charged you,
yeah,
and
yeah.
you swung at the goose, right, or something like that, and broke the goose's neck,
mm-hmm.
all right, I have a feeling that people would frown on you.
Sure.
However, if you went down and gassed about 20 of them in the back of a truck, no one would care.
Yeah, but they do it subtly. They do it very subtly.
I know, but I'm being attacked.
Right, if I was just wringing goose's necks, people would be like, what's that guy doing?
Right. But instead, the Pet Solution style van rolls up. You notice a lot of geese have disappeared. They never return. Yeah, they're gassing them in the back of the van. They just don't say anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say, like, goose gassers.
Yeah, I got attacked once by a duck. We were on a lake, and there was a family of little ducks. So I don't want to say I have always been born to hunt, but pretty ingenious. My body was under the water, and I had, like, a ring around my head, so the ducks couldn't see me. And I inched along, and then I got to the ducks and stood up. My theory being, ducks are going to be scared and run off. Baby ducks did.
What did mama do?
Chase me out of the water.
Damn right.
Did she really? She came after you.
Yeah.
You're trying to sneak up on the duck family?
On the ducks.
Well, get out of here. That's good fun.
Sneaking up on wild animals, not always awesome.
Yeah,
by the way.
It was a duck. I was like, what's the worst thing? In return, I'm sure the duck wasn't going to harm me, but it's like, it scared me.
Yeah, but there's something about the moment that an animal decides it wants to fight you, like, you always recalibrate. It could be a squirrel, right? Squirrels are this harmless, stupid thing. The worst thing it's going to do is bite you. But your corner one starts hissing at you, and people freak out.
Yeah.
Like, you will win that battle 100% of the time, but it does. It's like me with a spider. I know I can kill the spider. There's no question about it. But when they hunch up on their legs, like, bring it, bro. Like, ah, damn it, man. Mm-hmm. I hate the situation. By the way, if you run over a squirrel, not that you should, it was a freaking accident. But someone says running over a squirrel, that's called giving a good year a tattoo.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
I'll tell my daughter that.
Yeah.
Well, we just tattooed the tire.
What about wild animals? It's the same thing with dogs. You know what I mean? Like, I've known dogs that I was friendly with or whatever, but sure. Sometimes, like, they might just be sick or something, and they just kind of have a look where it's like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't mess mm-hmm. with me right
and
now.
The same as getting hit in the junk, right?
Yeah.
It could be your best friend. It could be your mother. Like, get your hands off me.
Yeah.
Right now, let it pass. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
So it was about a month ago, meeting my girlfriend's mom for the first time, and I was cooking dinner for the family, and
that's pretty strong. Honest to God, you're meeting them for the first time, and you're the one cooking dinner. That's top notch.
Yeah. No, it went really well, and when it was time to leave, I had my dogs there, and my dog runs outside, and all of a sudden he's in a fight with two raccoons, and so I ran outside, and he's got one of them latched onto his backside, you know, biting him and clawing him. And I grabbed the dog by the collar, pulled him out into the light where I could see him, and he's got another raccoon fully in his mouth. So I start kicking the one that's on his butt, knocked it off of him, and he wouldn't let go of the other one. So I just started punching the hell out of that raccoon, probably got about 10 punches on it before he let go.
Is your girlfriend's mom still there watching this?
Yeah, she's watching it. It's the first time we've met, so I don't think she's going to think I'm a violent person or she's going to think I'm a hero.
I met him, and he got in a fist fight with two raccoons.
I mean, to be fair, if there's a raccoon biting my dog's ass, I feel like maybe I step in.
How was your dog okay after that?
Yeah, he didn't have any marks. He had a tiny little scab, but...
Did you take it to the vet for rabies check, anything like that?
Nah.
Okay. Well, you would know.
Nah.
You would know if the dog had rabies.
You eventually know. I mean, it's not like instant, man.
But do you also know if your dog is up on its vaccinations and all that, too?
Sure.
I probably wouldn't have turned on me.
Did you think that a raccoon was going to come after you?
I didn't think so. I mean, he had a pretty good hold on it. The way he had it in his mouth, there was no way that it could turn and bite him or bite me without, with me holding his collar. So I just, like, punch away.
Were they skinny raccoons, or were they of the larger carriage?
Kind of medium. You know, big, like, my dog's no small dog. He's 110 pounds, but he was able to fit the whole body, you know. He was able to fit it in his mouth.
I can't believe the raccoons in my neighborhood can do anything. They're so fat. They waddle
yeah,
down.
They got all the trash.
They waddle down the street. Like, I mean, they eat well. They just take their time, and they waddle. They're never in a hurry, and it looks like they can't do anything, and they'll just scale right up in the dumpsters. They'll dive right in, man. You'll see the lid pop up a couple times. They'll come out and waddle the hell up the street, just minding their own business.
I don't know if I'm
they
old
are
or if I'm
huge.
Just bored, but this family of raccoons, they've been there as long as I've been there in this house, and at the same time, every night, they circulate around the house at the same time, and they climb over this little fence into the neighbor's yard and disappear wherever they live. But the male has gotten so fat over the last 5 years, so, like, the female scampers up the fence, kind of drops to the other side. She doesn't drop lightly. I mean, you can hear, like, every time she goes down. But the male, it's just so pathetic. It's only, like, a four-foot fence, right? So it's not like this thing is climbing over a house, but it kind of has its front two paws hanging on the front and doing everything with its back legs to kick himself over. And this takes forever. And I just watch this as I'm smoking a cigarette. Like, I know what your problem is. You're fat, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to be that guy, but, like, you don't lack dexterity. Because I've seen the rest of your family. Your kids hop over the fence. Mama can get over the fence. Your fat ass goes through this every single night. I almost want to go to
that. Is that just city raccoons?
I think so, because food is real plentiful. And the only competition it really had, at least in my neighborhood, would be the crows.
It's kind of weird how they pick neighborhoods, too.
And well, they're families. They don't leave. I told you about the time I saw a little baby. The two raccoons had a litter. I don't know how many they had. But one of the raccoons was struggling in the middle of the road. I don't think it had been hit by a car, because I looked at it. I looked at it the next day, and it didn't. There was no trauma. I just think that this was one of the litter that didn't make it.
Okay.
These two raccoons are sitting there, just looking down at their baby. They're not moving, and I walked up. I walked up pretty close to them to see what the hell was going on, and they were just sitting there in mourning. And I was
like,
damn, man. Like, you know, like they act like they're a family or
now
something.
You feel bad.
Right, exactly.
Oh, crap, man.
I don't love my kids that much. You know what I mean? Like, they're more human than we are. It was sad. I walked to the road like, feel so sad for the rest of the family.
Feel bad.
I do. I mean, I didn't even call him fat, but he's a fat ass, but still. I mean, he's got a dead kid now.
Fatty with the dead kid, yeah.
You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We're staying in Florida. An alligator bit an 18-year-old college student who was hiking with a group at the Everglades National Park. The Miami Herald reports that a professor and about 15 students were wading through the water on a wet trail. near an overlook southwest of Miami when the reptile bit the young woman's lower right leg. Everglades National Park spokesman said the student suffered two small puncture wounds and described the injury as low pain. The trail is a popular spot among hikers, and alligator attacks there are extremely unusual. Again, they were wading on a wet trail. Park biologists have temporarily closed the area to visitors as they evaluate the incident. I don't really think they need to evaluate the incident. You're in a swamp. You're in the Okeechobee National Forest. It is one of the places that alligators exist. Crocodiles also exist in that area.
And
you're in knee-deep water, walking through a trail in an area that is heavy with water. You have to understand that there are all kinds of snakes, alligators. There's all kinds of things in that water.
I think the only thing you need to investigate is who said it was a low pain incident. The student didn't say that. Someone else said that. She got bitten on the leg by an alligator.
I just don't want to look down and see a dinosaur attached to my calf.
No, I agree.
Our question, excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
One of the things that we brought up setting up today's question, there are monkeys, about 1,000 monkeys on the loose in Florida wreaking havoc. The thing that separates them from your average monkey is, of course, they have herpes, which sounds ridiculous, right? So I did a little research because I heard the koala bears have chlamydia, monkeys have herpes. So, like, what other STDs could animals possibly have?
So crabs have crabs.
So it's a little bit of research, just one big one. Believe it or not, breast cancer. Breast cancer has been found in a number of different mammals. The list includes jaguars, cougars, tigers, sea lions, think about that, kangaroos, wallabies, beluga whales, alpacas, and llamas. Chlamydia, we've covered that, as they say, devastating the koala population. They got bigger fish to fry, no pun intended right now. Erectile dysfunction. Can you guess the other animal that can suffer erectile dysfunction?
Bears.
No.
A monkey.
Nope. A lot of people say you'd be hung like one.
A horse.
A horse. Believe it or not.
You know why? Because they don't have enough blood flow to get that thing going.
All right. No kidding. Dolphins. Dolphins can get genital warts.
Yeah, well, dolphins are out there doing everything they can.
I know, but just the idea of a dolphin's genital warts, maybe it's unfair to dolphins, disgust me.
Can you imagine if you got genital warts and to be like, from a dolphin?
You can see you can see the dolphin situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty clear.
Okay, let me ask you this. You have to explain one of two situations. You're at the bar. Do you explain that the reason you have genital warts is because you were molested by a dolphin, or you have chlamydia from handling a koala bear, or you got herpes from a monkey?
I'm going herpes from a monkey.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Sounds cool.
Give me the warts from the dolphin.
Yeah, I'm a Ted, man. If I have to explain one of these situations, I don't know why. I don't want to explain any of them. Actually, you know what? Koala bear. I think a koala bear.
Yeah, Ted, but they're mean and vicious.
Vicious, but my story sounds like I'm a nice guy.
You don't want venereal warts.
No, I don't want them, but if
I don't want it, you don't want herpes from a monkey.
I'm saying, look, okay, as far as the treatment goes.
All right.
Okay, I think that that's the one that you don't want to go through with the treatment.
Okay, that's a word about chlamydia. What's the treatment for? It's a shot.
I'm pretty
right?
sure it's a shot and then probably a 10-day pack.
Chlamydia is easy, man. It's like a Z pack.
Yeah, but I'm going
to
koala
bear. You just
can't
have any sexual activity for like a week.
Okay, that's not a problem. I will take the koala bear, then the dolphin, then the monkey.
I guess you're right. I should go chlamydia. I don't know.
I mean, if you
sounds
have
cooler
to.
That I was
down under.
No,
with a dolphin.
I think it sounds better that you're handling a koala because then you sound like you're this really kind person. Hey, man, I'm saving the koalas. I happen to get chlamydia.
It also makes if you said I was handling a koala and now I have chlamydia, I'd be like, what were you handling?
I don't know the nice way to phrase that. Also, you know what else can get chlamydia? Birds. Birds can get chlamydia and give it to human beings after they're infected. Reptiles can also get STIs, and insects, believe it or not, get their own STDs.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Hey, my computer got a virus from looking at porn.
Oh, see, there's no form of safe sex.
You can't get away from it.
The first
virus. Why would we think that humans are the only people that could, you know, transmit a sexual disease?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why we think that, but somehow hearing about a dolphin's genital warts bothers me than if a person told me that.
Do you think that most of these koala bears and dolphins are in the Greek system? Legend? Excluding your pets, what was your animal encounter? 844-999. Ola, more of your calls coming up in seconds.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.